Revolting People by Andy Hamilton and Jay Tarsis, with Jay Tarsis, James Fleet, Hugh Dennis, Tony Maudsley, Julia Hills, and Andy Hamilton.
Fate is a fickle jade. Do you know that, McGurk? It's a fickle... Are you all right?
I don't like the way those birds are circling over me. I think they might have mistaken me for carrion. That's always happening. It's why I never fall asleep out in the open. I go and get out. Go on. Shoot, shoot.
To think that but a few months ago, I was a captain proud to serve in the British Army in the Americas, and now I stand here, out of uniform, absent without leave, skulking on a quayside, waiting for a ship to sneak me back to England. Still, I've no regrets. It's a much better thing that I do than I have ever done before.
Yeah, yeah. Mind you, that's not saying much, is it?
What?
Well, for you to do something better than anything you've ever done before, I mean, there's not exactly a lot to beat, is there?
Don't belittle me, Sergeant. I'm placing myself at huge personal risk here. If a patrol caught me, I'd be shot for desertion.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't exactly bake me a cake.
I didn't ask you to accompany me.
Oh, and who else would protect you, eh? Besides, I can't stay in these parts any longer. Things are getting a little hot for me round here. Hence my picture on that poster over there. What do those words say? Only I'm a little short-sighted, plus I can't read.
It says, Sergeant Roy McGurk wanted for theft, fraud, extortion, embezzlement, assault, living off immoral earnings, and unnatural acts.
Well, they're natural if you're from Stepney, I don't mean... So listen, right, if anyone asks, I am Percy Tambling, a snuff salesman from Tunbridge Wells.
How do I explain your missing arm, leg, eye and ear?
You say I was the victim of a cruel and sneaky thief.
I hardly think that would... Mary! And Samuel! Joshua! You shouldn't have come.
I had to, my darling!
Oh, it's horrible. She's eating him. Make her stop, Father.
No, it's all right, son. That's what people do when they're in love.
You mean they're making a baby?
No, that's not how babies are made, Joshua. I'll show you how that's done with a little diagram. You see, the man...
No, thank you, McGurk. You drew Joshua a diagram of how babies are made once before. And he didn't speak for a month. But I learned quite a lot.
Walter, why have you run away from the army?
Trust me, my darling, it's a much better thing that I do than I have ever done before.
Well, that's...
And I've done some pretty good stuff. But now I'm heading to England to seek a personal audience with His Majesty King George III and secure peace. I'm sure that face to face, if I could explain what's going on here and how his representatives are mishandling this crisis, then His Majesty would call a cease to this insane and pointless war.
Well, that's a pretty risky strategy, Brimshaw. What if the king accuses you of treason? He could throw you in the Tower of Buckingham.
I want to come with you, Walter.
Oh, that would be folly, Mary.
It'd be folly for me to stay. Too many rebels regard me with suspicion because of my love for you. Also, I've grown disillusioned with my fellow patriots, all that bluster and rhetoric from Benjamin Franklin. What is an axis of evil, anyhow? I'm coming to England with you.
Oh, but Mary, that sea journey will be fraught and full of danger.
I laugh in the face of danger.
So do I.
And I kind of giggle nervously.
Hello there. Are you the passengers who want to sail secretly to England with no questions asked? Oh, my God, there are dozens of you.
There are five of us.
Oh, please, don't blind me with statistics. I can't stand it.
Are you the captain?
Oh, I most certainly am. I'm Captain Sven Svensson. A Swedish Swede from Sweden. Who is this lumpy fellow?
That's a woman.
Oh, I see. Excuse me, I've been at sea a long time. Now, have you got the money to pay for your passage?
You'll be paid when we reach England, sir. My father, Lord Brimshaw, is an extremely wealthy man. He owns most of Dorset.
In that case, he can pay me with Lyme Regis.
No, he can't pay you with bits of Dorset. No, that.
How about Portland Bill?
No, if you don't...
Brimshaw, can we have a quiet word? Look, I'm a bit concerned about entrusting our fate to the captain here. To my mind, he's got the look of a heavy drinker.
Do you think so?
Yeah, you can see it in his face. The heavy jowls, the sallow skin, the drinker's complexion... Flushed and red, yet with that underlying tinge of blue. And then there are the other telltale signs, like the flagon of cider in his hand and the vomit down his front.
Well, most sea captains drink, and I don't see what choice we have. Besides, as long as he's on top of things on the seafaring side...
How long will it take us to get to England, Captain?
Oh, months. Possibly weeks. Maybe days. We will have to traverse the wide, stormy expanse of the Atlantic... wetness.
Ocean.
That's the word. I can see you up on the nautical terminology, young fellow, my lad.
Oh, this is hopeless. We can't put to sea with him. It'd be suicide.
Permission to report an approaching mob, sir.
Oh, that could be a rebel militia.
No, they're redcoats. You can tell they're British soldiers because they sound drunk, foul-mouthed and German.
Huh. Well, it's not us they're looking for. We should just stay put.
What'll happen when they get here?
Well, first they'll probably shoot me and the captain as deserters, then they'll probably shoot you three for aiding and abetting deserters.
You know, on the other hand, I've heard England's very nice at this time of year. All the scones are in blossom, and the Stiltons are flowing, so come on, let's go.
Come with me quickly. We can get out to my ship in this rowing...
Boat?
That's the word.
Look at all those beautiful stars, Father. There are so many of them.
There are too many stars. Sky doesn't need that many. Gets too twinkly.
Samuel, were your family by any chance originally from Yorkshire?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Lucky guess.
I'm really enjoying this sea voyage. I was lookout this morning. The bosun said it was the first time he'd seen a person who could keep lookout without having to climb the mast. And he says, if we get any storm damage, I can be the mast. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's terrific, son. We're very pleased for you.
And Brimshaw and Mary look like they're having a great time. Look at them holding hands up at the prow. Why is Mary putting a tongue in his ear? Is she cleaning it?
No, what she's
doing...
That's
all right, McGurk, thank you.
You don't know what I was going to say.
No, but I know it was disgusting.
Oh. And now she's cleaning his throat.
Yeah, all right, son, we can do without the commentary. I don't like seeing those two together. There's no future in that relationship. She's a red-blooded American free spirit, and he's an English aristocrat. He's supposed to marry his cousin, isn't he? Have lots of lisping children dressed up in little sailor outfits.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, sometimes romance triumphs over social barriers, doesn't it, eh? The love of my life was an aristocrat.
Really?
Oh, yes. Her family coat of arms was two griffins rampant playing snooker with a unicorn. You don't get more aristocratic than that, you know. Her name was Cynthia Partington Farquhar.
Where did you meet her?
In Bombay, yeah. She was a nurse. I'd been wounded fighting with Clive of India. Mind you, he started it. Anyway, through those feverish months as I was fending off constant questions about the regimental funds, she proved a great comfort to me, and as soon as I was recovered, we became a couple. Even though we were from such different worlds, you know. Mm. She had breeding and class, and I had nothing to offer her. Apart from my love... and a couple of pleasure-enhancing mechanical gadgets I'd acquired in Constantinople.
It's very sweet.
I know, yeah. We were besotted with each other, but alas, our love was not to be. A third party intervened, so our romance was brought to an end.
Her father stepped in, huh?
No, she got eaten by a tiger.
Oh, no, you must have been pretty upset.
Oh, I was devastated, totally bereft. I was in pieces. Not as many pieces as her, obviously. No, I tell you, it was many, many years before I could dare to love again. But in time, I did. And do you know what the moral of that story is?
Never give up on love.
No, never sit in the front row at a circus.
Try to remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I never sit in the front row. Not since that man with the whip confused me with one of his bears. Boy, it's not easy walking on a big ball.
Good evening, gentlemen. A rough old night, huh? The ship is really rolling and pitching.
No, you're doing the pitching. The sea is calm.
Yes, for now. But out of the glossy, smooth sea, I've seen a monstrous waif emerge, as tall as six houses, that comes roaring at you with no warning, smashing a ship to splinters and swallowing men down into the cold, inky darkness, where they are devoured by the creatures of the abyss. Anyway, sleep well.
excuse me, Captain. How far from England are we?
Oh, that depends on the wind and the wet wind under the water.
Tide.
That's it, tide, yes.
Well, where are we?
Heading due east, Sergeant. I know that because we're navigating by the stars. Those stars there, they tell me we are traveling east. That cluster in the shape of a horse. Can you see it?
I can't see a horse shape myself. I can see what looks like a plow.
Oh, yes, you're right. It is a plow, isn't it? Not a horse at all. Oh, well, that explains the unplanned trip to Patagonia. Well, good night, gentlemen. And by the way, tomorrow night, I'd like you all to dine with me in the cabin that is named after my job.
The captain's cabin.
That's the baby. Well, this is most convivial. More brandy.
No, thanks.
I was talking to myself.
Right.
Say when, Sven?
There's a lot of meat on this bird, Captain. Is it turkey?
No, it's the one that's, you know, bigger than a turkey.
What, goose?
No, no, not goose. No. Albatross.
I just swallowed something hard.
Yes, that will be the bullet.
What, you shot an albatross?
Oh, yes, yes.
I thought that sailors believed it to be extremely bad luck if someone shot an albatross.
Hmm? What? Oh, yes, the crew mentioned something about that, but then they're such a superstitious bunch, they're always telling me things are bad luck. It's bad luck to whistle on board. It's bad luck for me to smoke my pipe near the munitions. It's bad luck to steer towards icebergs. There's always something.
Captain, do you mind if I ask how much nautical experience you've had?
Oh, oodles.
Could you be more precise?
5 oodles. And what about you, Captain? Have you spent much time at sea?
Well, I crossed the Atlantic to America in a troop ship. The conditions were hellish. Hundreds of sick, groaning soldiers all crammed into a tiny space.
And no toilet, I suppose.
Oh, I'm talking about the toilet.
And how about you, Sergeant? I can tell you've spent some time at sea. I've never seen someone with so many missing limbs climb the rigging so fast.
I know. You look like a chimp that have been in a fight.
Yeah, well, I did spend a year at sea once in the waters around Cathay.
Oh, I know those waters.
Oh, they're treacherous waters. There are lots of tricky inlets full of hostile tribes.
There certainly are, especially around Swansea Bay.
Cathay is in China. Swansea Bay is in Wales.
Is it? So that's why they didn't understand Mandarin. We were supposed to bring back silk. The owners weren't very happy with a hold full of daffodils.
Get ahoy!
Oh, that's nice. Always fun to have company.
Not if it's a warship from the British blockade. My beloved Walter would be clapped in irons.
Or it might be a French man of war. The ship us all to France, throw us in the Bastille, and serve us dingy continental breakfasts.
Maybe it's just a pleasure cruise full of retired people.
Well, you all stay here and enjoy your roulade of albatross, and I'll go and check who it is.
Ship ahoy on the starboard bow!
Yes, yes. What's wrong with left and right? That's what I want to know.
That man is a fraud.
What makes you say that, Captain?
Oh, come on. It's inconceivable that anyone that dim and incompetent could rise to the position of captain. Why are you all looking at me like that?
I am pleased to report it's not a British or French warship.
Oh, good.
Just pirates.
Just pirates?
Well, when I say just, I mean just pirates in the sense that there is no one else with them. But just pirates is pretty bad, you know, in the sense that they are likely to board the ship and kill us. So I shouldn't have said just, really, no, that was confusing. I probably should have said only pirates, but then again...
But you've got to do something, man.
Well, don't alarm yourself. I have already given the order to run up the white flag.
Surrender? Never. We fight or we die.
Can I just say I quite like the whole white flag idea?
Don't be scared, Samuel. A coward dies 1,000 times. A brave man only once.
Yeah, well, speaking as a coward, I have to say those statistics are incorrect. I haven't died 1,000 times, which is technically impossible, by the way. And it's true that brave men only die once, but that once tends to be much earlier than the coward's once.
So, am I the only one prepared to stand and fight these pirates? Well, Mary?
Walter, Oh, beloved Walter, you are so brave, and I love you with all my heart, but I'm not a moron, sweetheart.
Sixteen men on a dead man's chest. Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle of rum.
Yeah, all right, men, that's enough. I think they got the idea that we're pirates now. A couple of them were in denial.
I demand that you unchain us immediately, sir.
Oh, get her.
Oh, you demands, does you? And who might you be, you swab?
I am Captain Walter Brimshaw of His Majesty's Army. Who are you?
I'll tell you who we is. I'm Captain Blackjack Bloodbath, Scourge of the High Seas, and this here is Throat Slitter Riley. That there is Gizzard Slicer McGee, and there next to him are Mad Pete, Extremely Mad Pete, Johnny Gutstabber, Tommy Entrails, Nobby Slash Face, and Murdering Mikey McMassacre. Next to him you've got Fingers O'Stabbage, Devil's Eye Dempsey, Blind Deaf Razor O'Rooney, and Frank. He's the trainee.
That's a nice name, Frank. I like Frank.
And what be your name?
Your grammar's appalling. Do you know that?
Don't talk back to Captain Bloodbath, you scurvy wench, or I'll have you kill hole till the barnacle.
Yeah. All right, Frank. Yeah. That's the trouble with trainees. They always try too hard. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. What be your name?
Samuel Oliphant.
Ah, you're scared, aren't you, landlubber? Well, I'm going to call you Samuel Wetpants.
Why are you laughing, Joshua?
I don't know, Father. It's kind of infectious. These fellas really know how to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, you got the makings of a pirate, boy.
Really?
You leave my brother alone.
Ah, so he's your brother, is he? I had a brother once. Murdered he was by some filthy, one-legged, one-armed buccaneer who used to raid ships in the waters around Cathay. If I ever find him...
Oh, he's probably dead by now. Oh. Also, emotionally, you need to move on, you know, so that the healing process can begin. Yeah. I'm Percy Tamlin, by the way, a stuff salesman from Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah, I notice you got one leg and one arm. One everything, in fact.
Yeah. It's a dangerous game, selling snuff. Though not as dangerous as piracy in Cathay. Where is Cathay? It's Wales, isn't it?
You best not be lying, you bilge rat, or we'll feed your gizzards to the sharks.
Yeah, all right, Frank, all right. I like to do my own threatening, thanks all the same.
Oh, sorry, Captain Papa.
And what be your name, my pretty?
Pretty is not a noun.
I think you'll find that's an adjectival noun. So, chew on that, little Miss Quibble-Wibble.
That's not funny.
She's right there, Captain. I mean, as pirates, we're prepared to laugh at most things, but there has to be some basic modicum of comedic content.
Oh! Anyone else lost their sense of humour?
Oh, boy, I certainly found that unprovoked murder very funny. Though it's a gag that probably only works the once.
Yeah, you're wrong there.
He just shot Extremely Mad Pete.
Ah, well, it was a mercy killing. So, my pretty, what be your name?
My name be Mary. Ha ha.
Ooh, I like some feisty. Tell me, my dear, has you ever had carnal knowledge of a man with lit fireworks in his beard?
That suggestion, sir, is both improper and not fully thought through from a safety perspective. I demand that you desist from such lewdness.
Silence, wet pants!
No, I'm wet pants. Which is very funny, by the way. Works on so many levels. I also like Miss Quibblewibble.
Oh, quiet!
Yes, quiet, you scurvy!
Well, there goes another trainee. Oh,
he gets through them so fast.
Oh, I know, he makes recruitment really problematic.
Scrub those decks, you lily-livered poltroons!
Why are you laughing, you idiot?
Well, be rude not to.
Oh, 11 days. 11 days now we've been slaving on board this hell ship. 11 days I've gone without a drink. 3 more days and I'll have sobered up.
You know, Samuel, I think you were right about him being a bit of a drinker.
Tell me, Brimshaw, were you born this stupid or did you have to go on a course?
Please, this is no time to squabble. This is a time for clear heads.
That's right. We need to look at all the positives.
Such as?
Well, Samuel's children seem to be adapting reasonably well to life on board a pirate ship.
Yes.
Keep swabbing those decks, you lousy scum, or I'll have you thrown overboard as shark meat. Ha-ha!
Joshua.
Silence! Ha-ha! What do you think of my pirate's laugh, Father? Sounds cruel and ruthless, doesn't it? Captain Bloodbat says I'll make a scary pirate. He says if I clench my cutlass between my teeth and roar like this, then people will think I'm a creature that's been unleashed from the gates of hell.
Yeah, but see...
And Captain Bloodbat says that he'll show me how to fire a nun out of a cannon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, that is fun.
You fired a nun out of a cannon?
I was drunk. It was a Saturday. Oh, come on, don't tell me you've never done that.
And Captain Bloodbath says...
Son, you can't hero worship a man with the surname Bloodbath.
Oh, that's not his real name. No, no, no. Captain Bloodbath's real name is Rupert. Rupert Perkins. But don't let him know that you know, or he'll shoot you. Tommy Entrails told me that.
The late Tommy Entrails.
That's right, yeah.
How's my beloved Mary today, Joshua? Have you seen her?
Yeah, she's fine.
Quit your sniveling, you white-faced jellyfish.
What's happened to you?
The captain's made me a she-pirate, hasn't he? Ha 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 ha!
Ho, ho, ho! Oh, no, my pirate's laugh has turned Christmassy.
Mary, you can't be a pirate. You'll end up on the gallows.
That is so typical of you, Father. Whatever career choice I make, you can never just be happy for me, can you?
No, he's never supportive at all, is he? Everything I want to do...
You know, being hanged by the neck until you're dead is not a long-term career choice.
I don't care. I love being a pirate. I get to leap around in leather trousers and slap my thigh in a manly fashion.
I think you might be confusing piracy with panto, miss.
Quiet, or I'll lop off your few remaining limbs.
Hee-hee-hee-hee. It's no good. I've lost it.
Ah, so, gentlemen, what do you make of Maggie the Hell Vixen?
Hell Vixen?
That's my pirate name.
I'm making her my second-in-command, see?
Second-in-command?
That's right, my assistant captain. Have you mutinous dogs got a problem with that?
Yeah, we've got a problem with that. Employing women as pirates just doesn't work, see? You train them out to be vicious buccaneers, and then they suddenly announce they're going off to have a baby.
Remember that last woman pirate we had? We were attacking that Spanish galleon, and she kept asking if she could finish early because her kid was in a school play.
This here talk is mutinous and discriminatory.
We'll not serve under a woman.
No, not even if she is likely to have good people skills.
Before we know it, this here pirate ship will be full of young mums doing two-day weeks as part of a job share. No, she can do the cleaning.
Or the cooking.
There'll be no glass ceiling on my ship. Anyone else want to try to introduce regressive employment policies?
Samuel, I think things might be looking up for us, gents, eh?
Yeah, looks like Captain Bloodbath's days may be numbered.
That's right. All we have to do, right, is stay out of harm's way.
Hey, look, everybody. It's an albatross. That could make a tasty lunch for us all.
Lunch?
Oh, yes. That could feed the whole ship. It's even bigger than the one I shot. Why has it gone quiet?
Well, it did seem like things were looking up for us until Captain Svensson began his albatross anecdote.
Why the hell did we get cast adrift in an open boat as well? He's the Jonah.
Yeah, Captain Bloodbath got very worked up, didn't he?
He certainly did.
I've never heard the expression, Jonah's accomplice, before.
I was surprised he included Joshua and Mary in that category, though. He seemed to like them.
Well, yeah, but he was the moody type, wasn't he?
Yeah, the kind who likes you until he shoots you.
Well, the two of them seem to have got over their disappointment at no longer being pirates. They both stopped mentioning it.
True, because they're unconscious.
Mm. But they're the lucky ones.
That's right. They don't have to contemplate the reality of our dire situation. We've been adrift for 3 days now. Mm. We've no shelter, no water, and nothing to eat.
Nah. Well, for now.
What do you mean, for now?
Well, what I mean is that we haven't got anything in the boat that we can eat. Yet.
What are you talking about? Oh, heaven protect us. You're not advocating cannibalism.
Oh, cannibalism is an ugly word, Captain. I prefer human buffet.
Good God, man, are you seriously saying that we should eat each other?
No, of course not.
Thank the Lord.
I'm saying we should eat Svensson.
Eat Svensson?
Yes, a bit more meat on him.
Are you suggesting murder as well?
We wouldn't have to murder him. He's going to drink himself to death soon. Look at him. He's comatose already.
How on earth did he get drunk out here in the middle of the ocean?
He's been drinking his own urine, which is 100% proof.
Now, it's more like 90, I'd say.
You drank another man's urine?
Well, it's important to try new things, isn't it, Sam? Nothing worse than a conservative drinker, you know. And if there's nothing else on offer, then I don't mind a spot of the old kidney hooch.
Can we get back to talking about cannibalism? I find that marginally less disgusting.
It's out of the question. I'd rather die than resort to eating Svensson, and I know Samuel feels the same.
Absolutely. Although, of course, I do have a duty to survive, you know, purely so that I can help my children survive.
But that still wouldn't justify eating someone.
No, absolutely not, no. No, eating Svensson is not the way out of our predicament, of which he is the cause. But that still wouldn't be an excuse to eat him, although it would kind of teach him a lesson.
Samuel, as the most senior in rank, I order you both to show some moral fibre. Now, pull yourselves together. All is not lost. We might get picked up by a ship.
No, face facts. The game's up, Brimshaw. Oh, I don't know. There was so much I wanted to do with my life, like keep breathing. I've achieved nothing, really. I haven't made a difference. The waters will close over me, and no one will ever remember who Samuel Oliphant was.
Hey, come on, Samuel. Don't be hard on yourself. You did your best. It wasn't very good, but it was all you're going to manage, so...
Well, if this is the end, I've no regrets. If I had my life over again, there's not a single thing I'd do differently.
I knew you'd say that.
Really?
Yeah, because you're an idiot. Only idiots say they've never got anything wrong. Idiots and popes.
How about you, McGurk? What would you have done differently?
Oh, let's see. Well, I would have tried not to be separated from so many my limbs for a start. And I know that, as a sinner, I am destined for the scorching fires and unceasing torment of hell. Not a nice thought, hell. Mind you, that's where all the mucky women will be, so, you know.
Well, as a devout Christian, I know I'm headed for paradise.
I didn't realize you were a devout Christian, Samuel.
No, neither did I till about 30 seconds ago. Oops, I just became a Buddhist. And a Muslim.
Yeah, me too.
Probably best to hedge your bets.
I think so.
Oh, come on, you two. We've got to stay positive.
Positive?
Yes. I've got it. Let's have a sing song.
Oh, for God.
Well, sea shanties, perhaps, or Christmas carols, or... I know. The national anthem. That always lifts the spirits. Ready? Chests out.
God save our noble king. Long live our noble king.
Samuel.
God save the king.
I've changed my mind about who we should eat.
Revolting People featured Jay Tarsis as Samuel, Andy Hamilton as Sergeant McGurk, Tony Maudsley as Joshua, Julia Hills as Mary, Hugh Dennis as Svensson, and James Fleet as Captain Brimshaw, with Philip Pope and Michael Fenton Stevens. Revolting People was written by Jay Tarsis and Andy Hamilton, and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.